This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Some government retirees could get extra money from the state over the next 2 years. State lawmakers are moving to create 2 years, $700 refundable tax credits for lower-income members of the Public Employees Retirement Association. To be eligible, filers would need to make less than $38,000 a year. Households would have to be under $76,000. As we've been hearing, the Colorado decision to declare former President Donald Trump ineligible from running for office again went under a legal microscope at the U.S. Supreme Court today. Many of the justices, including Justice Samuel Alito, seem skeptical of Colorado's authority to make that decision.
Is there any history of states using Section 3 as a way to bar federal office holders?
Not that I'm aware, Justice Alito.
The justices are expected to rule quickly in the case. 154 people are now in Colorado hospitals with confirmed coronavirus cases. That's a drop from last week and well below the heights of more than 1,600 earlier in the pandemic. It's the lowest it's been since mid-September. A low percentage, around 1% of patients visiting during emergency department visits, are being diagnosed with the virus. The state is reporting similar trends for other respiratory viruses like flu and RSV. State Highway Patrol and local police agencies across Colorado are stepping up DUI enforcement this weekend, citing potentially impaired drivers moving to and from Super Bowl parties. The Colorado Department of Transportation says about 70 law enforcement agencies will be using so-called saturation patrols to monitor for and remove impaired drivers. This is CPR News at 6:06.